My name's Joe, and I secretly recorded my boyfriend.
I don't know any names of women that are good-looking.
I'm not joking. He really doesn't know about this.
Like Tom Cruise is a good-looking bloke.
Any closer to home?
Closer to home.
Join me and my two friends every week as we share far too much about our personal lives.
One of the first things him saying to me is that I'm not like other girls that he's been with.
That's great.
They were naturally pretty, whereas you do look better with makeup on.
Oh my days.
Search I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend wherever you get your podcasts and tell everyone. Just don't tell him.
You?
Yeah, me.
No, you're on about pretty as in pretty.
My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling and I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast is going to change all that, innit?
No.
On the Secret Recordings Network, welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Making her way to the microphone. She's got big puppies, and she loves small puppies. It's Blissful Bobby Hall.
I feel like that was a bit lazy, that one.
Two facts.
You know, it's like when...
Man talks facts.
In a song where they rhyme a word with the same word, I think it's lazy. Like puppies and puppies.
All right, last week on this show, in fact, let me just press play. Last week was a resounding success. You went absolutely mad for Brock Lesnar versus John.
I didn't go mad for it.
John Cena, Extreme Rules 2012. You love the legit feel of the match?
I didn't love anything about it.
Cena got his ass handed to him before he eventually came back to beat the beast Brock Lesnar, which, by the way, if you're listening, Vince, was a joke of a decision.
Vince is not listening, so you don't have to worry about that.
So what I took from last week's incredible journey was the word extreme. Bobby loves extreme, which often in wrestling translates to... hardcore. So this week, Bobs...
When have I ever said I love extreme?
This week, Bobs, I am showing you one of the most hardcore matches of all time. It's the man you met a couple of weeks back, Mr. Money in the Bank Edge, and he's taking on a man you've met several times on this podcast, Mankind. You always think he's a bit weird.
Do you know how I know this podcast isn't working?
Why?
Couldn't tell you a single match that I recognise Mick Foley from. I don't know who he's fought. I don't know where I've watched him before.
Well, it's...
Do you know what I mean? They're like, if he was that good, I'd remember it, but I don't.
All right. Well, this is WrestleMania 22.
I'll tell you what, the only match...
It's a very personal rivalry.
There's only two matches I can actually remember. Do you want to know what they are?
Yeah, go on then.
The one with Linda in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And the one with the little kid in it.
Oh, yeah.
I genuinely cannot remember any of the match.
Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio.
Obviously last week's, because it was last week, but...
Well, you're going to remember this one.
I don't remember any.
We're off to a quick start. Edge has already hit Mick Foley with a 2x4 twice.
Yeah, Mick Foley had a baseball bat as well.
So Edge was just hanging up by his feet on the turnbuckle, and now Mick Foley is... Ooh, booted in the face by Edge. What do you make of their attires?
I feel like, for me, they're a bit too similar in colour. You need to have two outfits that are very different from each other, otherwise I don't realise who's who. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Ooh! Edge just hit Mick Foley around the chops with a steel tray.
Like a dinner tray. Is that, that is what it was.
Come on, this is hardcore.
Did he actually hit him with it?
Yeah, right in the face. Look, boom!
Yeah.
That's like a baking tray that you'd use in the oven.
Yeah, I could just bake this camembert on it.
Yeah, lovely camembert. You haven't cooked this camembert all the way through.
This is the second podcast now that we've been eating camembert.
Yeah, but you haven't cooked it all the way through.
No, it's not done at all. It's a solid...
And I'm not a fan of dipping garlic bread in camembert. It's like rustic, crusty bread.
Oh, I'm grateful.
Ooh, God. The thing is, Mick Foley has made a career in wrestling by being the guy who takes the horrible bumps, the hardcore shots to the face. He is the hardcore legend.
What are they fighting for here? I feel like I need some context.
So it's just a personal rivalry. Like, Mick Foley, at this point, had never...
Someone slept with the other person's wife or something like that.
No, you can see Lita outside.
Yeah, well, who's she?
Spear by Edge to Mick Foley right in the gut.
Who's the lady outside?
That's Edge's girlfriend, Lita.
Right.
Mick Foley, basically, the premise of this match is Edge was giving Mick Foley sticks saying, you've never had a good WrestleMania moment. Mick Foley is going, well, come on then, let's do this. I'll take you on at WrestleMania. Oh, wow.
So she's not really involved at all.
I'm sure she'll get involved because she's a bit of a snake.
In what?
She was part of the love triangle with Matt Hardy and Edge. Do you remember?
Yeah. Kind of.
Oh my god, what's he got in his hand?
Looks like pliers or... What's he sniping off?
Sniping?
Yeah.
Oh god, Edgy's bleeding from his arm.
What's he just taken off?
Oh, he's got barbed wire. Oh, he's...
Sorry, what's just happened?
So he just snipped some barbed wire.
From what? Around his waist? Why has he got... Why is he snipping...
He had it with him. Bobby, Mick Foley is whipping Edge with barbed wire.
Why did he have barbed wire around his waist?
It's Cactus Jack. He's Mick Foley. He's dude love. He does
Cactus
what he
wants. Cactus Jack?
He's the hardcore legend.
There's a shot, I think, called Cactus Jack. Like a sours, like an apple sours.
Yeah, or it's based on Mick Foley, probably.
They do, like a strawberry cream version. You can probably buy it for about a quid in all bad bars.
Ooh, Edge is caught up in the ropes. What do you think about what Mick Foley's wearing?
Mick Foley, for me, is like the epitome of what wrestling is all about. Like, that to me is a wrestling fan, Mick Foley. That's what wrestling fans are.
No, we're not. We're not like that.
That when I think of a man that likes wrestling, I think of Mick Foley.
What has Mick Foley got in his hand?
Like, no, and I say this with love to you all, there are no wrestling fans out there that look like Roman Reigns or...
What about me?
John Cena.
What
Do you know
me?
What I mean?
What about me?
No. Wrestling fans don't look like that. Wrestling fans look like Mick Foley.
You're being out of order. Anyway.
There's nothing wrong with that. People love Mick Foley, I imagine.
Mick Foley just pulled a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire from under the ring.
Yeah, I mean, health and safety would never allow that.
Well, what do you think Edge... How would you describe Edge?
Edge looks like a gladiator again, like a lot of wrestlers do.
Oh,
he
my
looks
God.
Looks like a caveman.
Oh, spinning neck breaker by Edge.
Who's
I
that?
Love Mick Foley. I absolutely
why?
Love him.
But why, though?
Because he's a real nice guy. I've met him. Me and Mick are... Oh, my God.
Have
he just
you?
Got...
Who do people like in this game?
People want Mick Foley to win. It's not a game. It's a match.
Yeah, I can... Imagine people wanting him to win, because Edge doesn't look very kind.
Hip toss! Look at that! Ooh!
I mean, you say this is the most extreme match, but I've not seen any blood. I've not seen...
Edge's arm's bleeding. He's hit him in the head with a steel tray.
His arm might be slightly grazed, but last week I saw someone whose brain was coming out.
Well, oh my God, are you telling me that's not hardcore? His knees just got buckled over the steel
steps.
What
you need to realise is I've seen a lot of wrestling now.
Bobby, Edge was getting whipped with barbed wire
this
5 minutes ago.
This must be episode, 19?
Oh, it's 21.
This is episode 21?
Yeah, congratulations.
Wow.
21 matches you've watched.
Coming of age.
We are, aren't we?
Okay, so...
Like a fine red wine.
This is episode 21.
Yep.
So what you need to realise is I've seen lots of wrestling now.
And you're loving it. Right.
I know a lot about wrestling now. I'm a professional commentator.
Yeah, you are. So Edge has just got some steel chairs from under the ring. Now this is getting really vicious. While he does that, let me just pause it real quick.
Can I have some more garlic bread now?
Yeah, you can have some more garlic bread, but are you ready to play
Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick? Dig it!
So boring.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. I'm going to give you the name of a wrestling character, and all you got to do is tell me whether or not you believe that character ever really existed. And just to clarify...
A gimmick is a...
A gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character behaviour, and or other distinguishing traits
they may have.
The Godfather. The Godfather debuted... The Godfather debuted in 1998 and was WWE's version of a pimp.
It's a fake gimmick.
He smoked big fat cigars. He wore bold, bright, pimping colours. He spoke like a pimp. He walked like a pimp with a pimping cane. He wore a pimp hat and spoke with pimpy language. One of his catchphrases was, "Light up a fatty for the pimp daddy." When he came to the ring, he was followed by a line of women referred to as the Ho Train.
No, not me.
Ho! No. Surrounded by women of the night, he was a pimp, the Godfather.
No, fake gimmick.
You're just calling it out right there and then.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why it's a fake gimmick, because two reasons. You've mixed up two gimmicks there, a pimp and a Godfather, two very different things, and you've sort of merged them into one. Second, I know that the reason that you're thinking of the Godfather is because we watched Little Fockers last night, and in Little Fockers, Robert De Niro calls Ben Stiller the Godfucker, and I know that's what's in your head, and that's why you thought about it.
So, WWF's 1998 pimp, mm-hmm, who smoked cigars, mm-hmm, and was followed by a line of women that he called the Ho Train.
Mm-hmm.
You are certain that that is a fake gimmick?
I just think I know how information is stored in your brain, and I think that Because we watched that film last night, that's where that's come from.
Well, I'll tell you what, light up a fatty for the pimp daddy, because the Godfather is a real gimmick.
Is it?
Yeah.
That must have triggered your memory, though. Did that trigger your memory watching that film?
Yeah, it did. But come on, I mean, that's a very dated gimmick. You would not be able to have a lot of women behind you called the Her Train in 2019.
No, you didn't say 2019.
I'm saying now you won't be able to do it. So I'm saying it's a dated gimmick. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to see him?
Yeah. I hope he looks like Robert De Niro.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, I really thought I thought you were laughing because you were like, oh God, she knows me so well.
This is The Godfather.
What? Okay, that's not what I was expecting.
Look at him with the hose.
God, The Godfather.
Yeah, he was so popular.
Yeah, I can see why back then. As you said, that wouldn't be allowed now.
If Vince came up to you in 1998 and you're 25 years old and he went, damn it, I need some hoes tonight.
Not like that.
I need some hoes on Monday Night Raw. I need you to dance and shake your tush behind the Godfather, Bobby. Will you do it for a few bucks? What would you say?
Depends how much he was giving me, because I was speaking to... I mean, I'm not going to tell you the full information here, but I was speaking to a woman the
other
night.
Put that cheese down, by the way.
I was speaking to a woman the other night who runs a strip club.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you some context. The reason we were in this strip club is because we were filming some telly. We hired a venue to do some filming. There wasn't any strippers in there. We just needed the venue. But I was talking to the woman who owns the strip club, and she was telling me that some of her strippers earn up to £3,000 in a night.
Wow.
That is mental when you think about it.
So if Vince offered you £3,000, you'd have took it?
No, I don't like Vince. I probably wouldn't do anything for him ever. But I'm just saying, you can earn a lot of money doing that.
Fair play.
Yeah, I mean, it's not for me, but...
I think you would have been a great member of the Her Train. The Godfather. Real gimmick.
I don't know how I feel about that compliment.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, dig it. Right, back to business. Edge is pulling a table from under the ring. But as he does that, here's Nanny's brown bag. So, if you haven't listened to the last two episodes, Bobby's nanny gave me a brown paper bag full of wrestling figures, and every week she's going to pull one out and try and guess who it is. Pull one out of the bag. Oh, good choice. Do you know who that is? That's so ironic.
I feel like I recognise the blonde streak, but...
Oh.
Who's sorry? No, I don't know. I don't know that name at all.
That is Matt Hardy, the other guy who was in the love triangle. Edge stole his girlfriend.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does it look like him?
It does a bit. Anyway, put that back. We'll pull another figure out next time.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that the whole...
That's it's not a feature. It's just a little tidbit on our podcast.
Okay.
Back to the match. Chuck us that brown bag. Let's get out of the way. Bobby is spraying him with lighter fluid. Edge is spraying. Oh, my God.
Wow, that looked really real.
Mick Foley is punching Edge after Edge just sprayed Mick Foley in the face with lighter fluid.
You're not allowed to do that. You can't use lighter fluid.
Yeah. Pile driver!
And also, that bat covered in barbed wire looks very obviously plastic. Looks like it's from the Early Learning Centre. Toys R Us.
I don't think they sell barbed wire bats in Toys R Us.
Mick Foley got on his T-shirt?
Cactus Jack.
Who's Cactus Jack?
It's like his alter ego.
What?
It says wanted dead or alive, Cactus Jack. Oh, Cactus Jack is slamming.
Wait, is it Cactus Jack or is it...
So Mick Foley, he just transforms gimmicks during matches.
Are you telling me that this man has an image of himself on his T-shirt?
Yeah.
That's surely...
Well, Lita's puppies are hanging out.
Ooh. That's surely against the rules.
DDT onto the steel.
You can't wear a T-shirt with your own face on it.
Two,
what?
Three, kick out. Mick Foley can do whatever the hell Mick Foley wants.
No, he can't.
Edge is handsome, isn't he?
I mean, he's not like a bad-looking guy, but he's not for me, personally.
Oh, my God, he just drove Mick Foley's face.
Is that
You've got blood now, yeah.
The thing is, it never looks real. It always looks like tomato ketchup.
Can't
don't
eat
you think?
Podcast.
I'm so hungry, I need
Stop
to.
Stop eating garlic. Nobody wants to listen to you eat garlic bread on this podcast. You need
Move
to understand that.
Move the microphone away from me whilst I eat this.
Put the damn bread down. Put the garlic bread down. This
I've been eating all day. What's he got in his hand?
That is a bag of 1,000 thumbtacks.
Ian?
Yeah? You're thinking of a different match. Edge is punching Mick Foley in the head.
You showed me a match before where he gets dropped on all of the pins. He gets slammed on all of the pins.
Oh my God!
Hmm.
Say something!
Is it real?
Yes!
But I've seen this before. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's another hardcore match.
Oh, he is really bleeding.
Edge's back is literally covered in thumbtacks that are stuck across his entire back.
Yeah, it is.
That's legit.
But this has been done before.
The crowd is chanting, holy sh**.
Look at holy his, look at, look at holy sh**.
Oh my god, Mick Foley is putting Mr. Socko on.
Who the hell is Mr. Sock?
Mr. Socko, it's his finishing move. And now he's wrapping Mr. Socko in barbed wire. Don't put that in his mouth. Oh!
What's he doing? What? He just put a sock in.
Oh my god!
Why is he putting a sock in his mouth really bad?
Oh my god, he just put a barbed wire sock in Lita's mouth as well.
Look at his face.
Mick Foley's face is covered in blood.
Oh my god, he looks like he's crimson. Lost an eye. It's what?
Crimson red.
It's crimson. What colour is that? What colour is crimson?
Oh my god, look at Homer Grimson.
Anyway, when I was filming at the strip club the other day, there was an actor.
What's going on about the strip club?
And this woman who was performing an act was stapling herself.
Oh.
And it was like supposed to be really sexy, and she was wearing like not very much clothing, and that was her thing. Like, she was like, oh, look at me, I'm stapling myself with.
Oh.
It was weird.
I'm not into that.
No, me neither. Mick Foley's lost an eye.
Right, guys, Mick Foley's eyes come out.
He's lost an eye.
Oh, sugar.
So much blood.
This is a bloodbath.
It is a bloodbath.
Oh. The baseball bat with the barbed wire is about to rub it on his face. Oh, it's like a cheese grater across Edge's forehead.
No, because the bat doesn't even look slightly real.
Edge is screaming.
I wonder who's going to win.
Who do you think is going to win?
Probably Mick Foley, because everyone likes him.
Do you like Mick Foley? Bobby, he's got the lighter fluid.
I feel like I do like him.
Mick Foley's got the lighter fluid.
I can see that. What's he going to do with it? You can't just set people on fire. This is what I don't understand.
Oh, what's he doing?
Do you think, like...
He's spraying the lighter fluid on top of the table.
Yeah.
Like he's oiling up a frying pan. Lita just hit Mick Foley in the nuts.
In the nuts.
And now she's spraying the table with the lighter fluid.
I don't understand her involvement. I don't know why she's doing that either, because there's already light fluid on there. Do I smell of garlic now?
No, you're fat. Bobby.
Oh, it's actual lighter fluid.
Oh my god, Lita's just set the table on fire.
This is interesting.
Lita's just set. Oh my god!
Oh, we've got some fire.
Oh my god.
Did you forget that happened?
Edge just speared Mick Foley through the flaming table.
It was really weird how he sort of went into an American accent then.
Oh my god.
He's having a fit.
Mick Foley is having a fit because he's got speared.
What is her involvement in this?
She's just the. One, two, three.
Oh my god. Oh, I didn't see that coming.
Edge is your winner. Wow.
Why?
Wow.
So much blood.
So much blood.
It's everywhere. Oh god. What's he shaking for? He's shaking like a leaf.
So?
Did he win?
Edge won, yeah. Look, he's been through hell, though. He's like a traumatised rabbit.
He does look like a rabbit. He does look quite rabbit-like.
Looks like a traumatised rabbit.
Why is she taking photos of him? His eye.
No, that's not normal.
What the hell has happened to his eye?
What's happened to Edge?
Is it over? Mick Foley's getting up. Oh, there's blood everywhere. He's got pins in his back. Oh, his eye. So many eyes have been lost in this game.
Well, before I move on to a couple of messages from listeners, what did you make of that match? Oh, the spear through the flaming table.
It was quick.
What did you make of the spear through the flaming table? Look at it again.
Yeah, how did it go out? How did the fire get put out so quickly?
That's wrestling.
Are they a couple?
Yeah, yeah. So what
I
did
didn't
you...
like her involvement.
What did you think?
I thought it was all right. I thought it was believable. I thought there was lots of blood. I don't like that Mick Foley's wearing a t-shirt with his own face on it.
You like Mick Foley a bit, though.
I do quite like him. I don't know what it is about him, but I do quite like him. I didn't like Lita. I don't really like Edge. I like that it was a short match. I didn't like that I wasn't allowed to eat any cheese for it because he wouldn't let me.
All valid points. I just want to give a shout out to Randy, who got in touch with us on Instagram. He said, hey guys, thanks again for your show. I had a heart attack.
Oh.
He says in brackets, I think it was the shock of the shout out on a previous episode. Lol.
God.
He had that on.
Don't give him another one then.
Yeah, he had that on July the 13th, and he said that we kept him company while he was in the hospital and he's really loving the new episodes. That is Randy in Toronto. So, Randy, thank you so much for listening and get well soon.
Get well soon, Randy.
I said to Randy, I'm going to send him a t-shirt. I'm going to get him a t-shirt made up that says I love wrestling on it.
Or I hate wrestling.
He loves wrestling. Mm-hmm. If you would like I love or I hate wrestling t-shirt, and if you think that we should start doing merchandise, I'd be really interested to get your feedback. Give us a follow.
You gotta have good reason for it though. Like we can't give it to everyone.
No, I'm saying merchandise. Like, we'll sell it.
Oh right, okay, fine.
Yeah. Give us a follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at MadeMadGF, and let us know what you think. And also, just give us a follow anyway. We're always posting stuff up there. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could rate and review us. Just click the old 5 stars button, then click write a review. What do you do when you leave that review, Bobs?
You only leave 5 stars because we don't want it if you put anything less than that. But when you leave a review, you can tell us your first name and your profession, and I'll give you your very own wrestler name.
We will be back next Tuesday, but in the meantime, right, make sure you go check out another one of the podcasts on the Secret Recordings Network, like Sex Pots.
Oh, yeah.
Sex Pots.
Sex Pots is really interesting.
If you're feeling a bit raunchy.
No, you don't. No, it's not about feeling raunchy. It's just about chatting about sex, if you want.
All right.
Or if you want to hear some women chat about sex, then you can go listen to it.
It's really fascinating.
It's very interesting.
Oh, it's very eye-opening.
It's very interesting.
Yes. So, Bobby, once again, that's two in a row where I've made a bit of progress, is starting to like wrestling. So we'll be back this time next week with another episode of I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.